Is there any cause that you think you would die for? Is there anyone that you would die for? Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In Romans chapter 5, verses 7 through 8, Paul asks us to think through a comparison that exposes just how extraordinary God's love really is. Most people would never give their life for a stranger, even if that stranger had lived an honorable life. Perhaps someone might sacrifice himself for a beloved friend or benefactor, but even then, such acts are exceedingly rare. And then Paul shatters every human comparison with one sentence. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So notice the direction of God's love. It doesn't move towards the impressive, but towards the guilty. It doesn't wait until rebels become loyal subjects. It reaches enemies. And this is why grace can never be reduced to just mere kindness. Grace is holy love moving towards those who deserve judgment. The Holy One bears the punishment of the lawbreaker. And that truth changes how we see ourselves and how we treat others. If God's love reached us when we were least lovable, then we cannot reserve compassion only for those we deem worthy. The gospel humbles our pride because it reminds us that every believer stands at the foot of the cross by mercy alone. And the cross forever settles the question of whether God loves his people. You need not search for any other proof. He has already given the greatest one possible. So how should God's undeserved love reshape the way you view someone who has wronged you? Pray this prayer with me today. Father, help me marvel again at the love that reached me while I was still your enemy. And here's two peoples that you can pray for. Sirapong and Jesse Yalbang and their family are missionaries in Thailand. And also, the Cherokee LifeWord broadcast that's for the people of the United States.